Good morning, friends. Listening to Ed's meditation this morning, it occurred to me that there are many approaches to non-dualism among the spiritual leaders and traditions with which most of us are familiar. Dualism is something that we're born with, and in fact, as children, it is the way that we come to understand the world. Many of us remember those exercises in elementary school where there was a line of pictures and we were asked to pick the one that didn't belong. Like everything looked like a bird, some kind of bird, and then there was a cat. Well, the cat didn't belong. And this is how we start our learning process in life, that we understand who we are and what something is by what it isn't. We differentiate in that way, putting one between like us and not like us. And if we stop there, then we're robbed of that great level human ability called compassion. Compassion means many things, but one thing it always contains is the ability to see something from another perspective that is not our own, and to appreciate the suffering of another human being, especially one toward whom we have judgment. So today, let's settle in to meditation, and then I will read you a Zen story from the great master Bankai, and we'll have the opportunity to really experience that story and see where it may apply in our own lives. So let's settle ourselves into a steady posture with your hands in your lap and your breathing wherever it is in your body. And just notice that breathing. Let it lead you. Follow the waves of that breath as you settle in to your sitting practice. Breathing in, I know I'm breathing in. Breathing out, I know that I'm breathing out. Repeat that in your mind as you follow the breath for the next few moments. Open your ears and your hearts and listen to the story of the great master Bankai's meditation class. His classes attracted students from all over Japan. During one of these courses, a student was caught stealing. The incident was brought to Bankai's notice. He chose, however, to disregard it. A few days later, the pupil was again caught stealing. Bankai was informed, and again, he took no action. This greatly agitated the rest of the class. And the students approached the master with a petition they had all drawn up together, asking for that student's righteous dismissal, failing which they would leave the course en masse. Bankai read through their demands and then summoned them all before him. He said, "Dear brothers, you are indeed wise. You know the difference between right and wrong. You may leave if you wish and pursue your studies elsewhere. But this poor brother cannot tell what is right and what is wrong. And if I do not teach him, who will? I have decided, therefore, to keep him, even if all of you leave." Tears coursed down the face of the erring student. He had no desire left to steal. as you sit quietly reflecting on this story, allow someone you know and care about what they do to come into your mind. Someone that you have judged righteously. From political leaders to personal friends. Invite that person to come into your mind. And then notice who that person is. How do you feel about this person? What have they done wrong? What is utterly unacceptable about how they think or how they act? And why? Imagine in your mind's eye standing alongside them, looking at you in all of their wrongness. See if you can discern what is going on for them. How do they see me? How do they see the world? And what in that could cause them to speak and act in the way that they are right now? Allow yourself to breathe and to wonder and to be deeply curious in these next few minutes of meditation time. What questions come to your mind as you stand in this person's shoes to the best of your ability? And to the degree that you are able to do that, how does that change what you see when you look at yourself from that side? If there's anything right now that you understand about this person that you did not before and that matters to you, put that understanding in your mind and in your heart. Express your gratitude for this insight. Experience the gratitude that along with powerful, self-righteous judgment, we are also given the capacity to release it. This takes practice. Persevere, my friends. In closing our meditation, Namaste. Amen.